turned on Tzadik Chesed Mezeiz, he's trying to find the source for the shear of Shishin and Kalatara Kula for Karovis of Lach Balach Min B'Shein Amina. The Gemara suggests that maybe Zerah B'Sheila is that source, that in the case of the Nazir, he brings a carbon, and they have an ayil. Part of the carbon of the Nazir is an ayil, and that ayil is divided into two parts. The Zerah is eaten for the Kohanim, is eaten by the Kohanim, and the ayil is eaten by the Bailim. So the Zerah really is a Dover Ha'asa for the Yisra, and yet the Torah, according to many of the Shittas in the Tanaim, the Gemara figures out according to which Tanaim, many of the Shittas hold that you're supposed to cook the Zerah together with the ayil. How can you do that? The Zerah is Isser, the ayil is Heter, but if you cook them together, it should Asa the Heter. So the Gemara assumes that, that shows you the shear. There must be a shear of Bittel over here that enables you to eat the ayil, even though the Zerah is cooked together with it. So what is the shear? Says Machlokas in the Gemara, where the shear is Shishim or Meah. We paskin that the shear is Shishim, but that's the source. The Gemara wants to say that Zerah B'Sheil is the source for Shishim, for the shear of Shishim. By Nesinas Tam, Shishim of the Tarovas Lach Balach Min B'Shein Aminim. But then the Gemara asks, maybe that's not true. Do we really learn from Zerah B'Sheila? But we have a Braisa that says, Zeu Heter Haba Mechlal Isser. That Zerah B'Sheila really is the exception to the rule. That this is Heter, but it's Ba Mechlal Isser in the sense that most other circumstances, it's going to be awesome. So Zerah B'Sheila is the exception to the rule. It's not the rule. So what does that mean? What's with the exception to the rule? So comes the Gemara. In the Kasha, the Gemara is assuming that the rule is that by Kola Terakula, Min B'Shein Omino, Shishim is not enough. That even if you have Shishim, and there's no Nesin Astam, nevertheless, the Tarovas is going to be Asir. Meaning, that Min B'Shein Omino B'Mashu. The Behuda learns that Min B'Mino is B'Mashu, but the Gemara in its Kasha is saying, maybe Taka Min B'Shein Omino is B'Mashu. Why would the Gemara say that? Well, it's a Braisa. Zeu Heter Abba Mechal Isin. Zerah B'Sheila is the exception to the rule. Zerah B'Sheila is teaching me that if you don't have a Nesin Astam, it's mutter. Right? If you have Shishim, that means that there's no Nesin Astam, it's mutter. So if it's an exception to the rule, that means in most cases, it's also even though you don't have Nesin Astam, so it's also even B'Mashu. It means it's also no matter how much you have it. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. So how can you learn Zerah B'Sheila? How can you learn Kol Tarkula from Zerah B'Sheila? There's doch a Braisa that sounds Nitaza. Comes Abayin and says, no, the Braisa, you misunderstood the Braisa. Bryce is not saying that in Kol HaTarakula Min B'She'en Omino it's Mashu, but rather Rabbi Yehuda holds that Min B'Mino Lach B'Lach is B'Mashu. Zerah B'Sheila happens to be Min B'Mino. We want to learn an Asmachta to Min B'She'en Omino from Zerah B'Sheila, but the Bryce is saying that Zerah B'Sheila is the exception to rule in Min B'Mino Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Min B'Mino normally is B'Mashu. Meaning, even if you have Shishim, still not Batel, it's still going to be Aser. Mashu is Aser. So B'Sheila is the exception to that rule. So B'Sheila is a case of Min B'Mino where Shishim is going to work. And that's the Pshat L'Gemar. So far, so good. Let's chart it out. We have two more steps to go. Zeu Heter Haba Mechlal Isser. What does this Braisa mean? Zeu B'Sheila is the Heter. That's the exception to the rule. Let's keep it simple. That's the exception. Then we have Mechlal Isser. That's the rule. Okay, so we have a rule and we have an exception to the rule. What's the pshat in the kushy of the Gemara? The fi kushy sa Gemara. That the rule is that min b'she'en omino, min b'she'en omino, b'mashu. Afilu lekel nesinas tam. Even if there's no nesinas tam, it's still awesome. Zerah b'she'el is the exception to the rule, batel b'shish. That's the kasha of the Gemara. So don't you see that Zerah B'Sheila can't be the rule, it can't be the way I'm learning Min B'Shein Amino Kol Tarakula. The Braisa says that Min B'Shein Amino is an exception. It's not like Zerah B'Sheila. excuse me, the min b'shen omino is not like Zohar b'shelis. Zohar b'shelis is the exception to the rule. The rule is that min b'shen omino is b'mashu. It's not batal. Even if there's no nesinas tam, it's not batal. Even if there is shishim, it's not batal. Zohar b'shelis is the strange case where if you have shishim and there's no nesinas tam, then it's going to be batal. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Abaya comes and says, no. Why is Zohar b'shelis an exception? No. It's min b'mino, the Reb Yehuda is b'mashu. Notice the Gemara keeps on thinking that the rule of Kol HaTorah Kula that we're talking about is mashu. Zro B'Sheila teaches me that shishim is a matir, that shishim makes it bottle. If you don't have nesinas tam, it's mutter. The rule is that there's something that's usher even if you don't have nesinas tam, even if it's a mashu. You'll see that's going to play out very importantly to the next stage of the matter. We're not going to get to today. Tam ki'ikah b'kodshim. Is it mashu? We're talking mashu. You'll see. Mashu. As opposed to Zero B'Sheila, Abaya says, here, Min B'Mino is Batal B'Shishim. Okay. That's the Gemara. Comes Tosis and asks a very simple question. Really simple. If you understand the Gemara, this idea that there's a rule and Zero B'Sheila is an exception to it, Kasha Tosis just fits in just beautifully. But if you don't get the background of the Gemara, so then Tosis is just, it's a quagmire. Let's take Tosis slow. Lav l'ma'utei kol yisrael shebet Torah. Full line Tosis. But this is a Tosis that is so critical, not just for the kasha that he has in the Gemara, but for the assumption that he makes in the sugya. V'im tomar umay kush yodil mahainu davka l'inyin she'mavatlan isse l'chadchirin. V'hof ha'shari. That's Tosis kasha. He says, what's the kasha of the Gemara b'chal? Because the Gemara is trying to set up a situation. There's a b'raisa. Zeu heter haba mechal isse. That's what the b'raisa says. Zero b'shel is an exception to the rule. So we have to have a rule, and we have to have an exception to the rule. Why is Zohar B'Sheila unique? So it says Tosa, I'll tell you very simply. The case of Zohar B'Sheila, the Torah allows you to cook the Zohar together with the Ayom. So you're Mavatel and Issa L'Chadchila. That means that it's not B'dieva, that you already, something fell in, and now I want to figure out, is it Mutter, is it Usser? Right? Go to the Rabbi. That's not what we're talking about over here. Here, L'Chadchila, from the beginning, you're cooking the Zohar together with the Ayom. So you're being Mavatel, the Isser of the Zohar, in the Ayom. That's quite a chiddush, he says. So maybe the Brice is just saying that Zeu Heter Haba Mechal Isis. Rav Hashem is a case where it's Mutter Levatel Issa L'Chadchila. But in Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah, it's also Levatel Issa L'Chadchila. Isn't it really simple what the exception is? This is Koshis Tosfos, third passage. The rule is that it's also Levatel Issa L'Chadchila. Zro B'Shel is the exception to the rule that it's mutter levat leis lechatchila. Isn't it a simple shot? You don't need all these complicated things. Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shel, what do you need it for? It's a very simple difference between Zro B'Shel is supposed to call it Torah Kula. Yeah, Shlomo says Tosis, the Lashon Zeu Heter Haba Mechal Isse Mashu Mechal Dover Ha'asel Achila. So Tosis gives an answer that's not a fundamental answer that changes anything that he said. Everything he said is right. But he says it doesn't work up shot in the Braisa. The Braisa says Zeu Heter Haba Mechal Isse. That sounds like Haba Mechal Isse, there's something that even B'dievet is going to be awesome. Right? L'moshel, in the first two pshatim. Min B'Shein Omino. In the Kasha of the Gemara, Min B'Shein Omino, even b'di'evet, right? It fell in b'tarovis. You have shishim. There's no nesinas tam. And even b'di'evet, it's still going to be aser. It's b'mashu, which means it's not batal. Even b'di'evet, it's not going to be batal. Abai. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino is b'mashu. That means that even if it fell in b'di'evet, it's not that you're going to be mevatel l'chadchila. Even b'di'evet, the thing's going to be aser. The tarovis is going to be aser. The lashon of the brayis is Zeu Heter Haba Mechal Isse. It says Tosa. It sounds like Haba Mechal Isse is something that's usher even with the Evid. So if it's going on something that's usher with the Evid, that doesn't relate to this issue. Yes, it might be usher to be Mevatel Isse L'Chadchila in Kol HaTorah Kula, but that's not Haba Mechal Isse. The lashon Haba Mechal Isse sounds like it's usher even with the Evid. So that couldn't be pshat in the brayis. The rule is taka right. It's usher Levatel and Isse L'Chadchila in Kol HaTorah Kula. And by Zohar B'Sheila, it's mutter levatel l'chadchila. That's true, but that can't be pshat in the brayis. get Tosfos? Okay. So let me ask you a question. We know, we see the Kasha and Teretz and Tosfos, the Shaka of the Tanya. This din, Tosfos introduced us to a din, right? That Ein Mevatlin Iser L'Chatchila. Is that rule a din d'Oraisa or is that a din d'Rabbanan? Is it just a Chumah d'Rabbanan? You have Iser, so you could throw it into a Tarovis and then it'll be Mutter. So did the Chachamim were machmer on you to say that L'Chatchila you shouldn't be Mevatl that Iser? Or is that a din d'Oraisa? That the Torah says it's also to eat this item. Whatever it is, Nevela, Bas V'chala, whatever, it's also to eat this item. And it's also to throw it into the Tarovis in a way that it should be Mutter. The Torah still asks you to do that. You can't do that, even though the reality is it's going to be Mutter as a result of throwing it in. Should be Mutter as a result of throwing it in. Is that a Din D'Oraisa or is that a Din D'Rabbanan? According to Tosfos. I need some answers here. According to Tosfos, and why? Just prove to me from the Lashon of Tosfos that it's either D'Oraisa or it's only D'Rabbanan. What do you think? Shalom. D'Oraisa, of course. Why?
It's the
pasuk
that
has to be mirror. Zerah b'sheila, right? Zerah b'sheila is a pasuk. What is Tosfos saying? He's saying that Zeu had Rav Amakalisa should be what? That in Kala Torah Kula it's also levatul isa lechatchila, and Zerah b'sheila is the exception. Zerah b'sheila is an exception on a D'Oraisa level. If ein mevatlin isa lechatchila is only a din d'rabbanan, so why is it an exception to the rule? Why is it an exception to the rule? It's mutal levatul lechatchila. By Zerah b'sheila, and it's mutar in a Torah to be mevatel and isa stam lechatchila. Midrabbanan, it's also so everything's on the same level. Zerah b'sheila is not the exception to the rule. If ein mevatel isa lechatchila is only in isa d'rabbanan, so Zerah b'sheila is like every other isa d'oraisa. It's mutar levatel lechatchila min a Torah. Midrabbanan, it's also. Tosis whole kash is assuming what? That ein mevatel isa lechatchila is a din d'oraisa. It's also min a Torah to be mevatel isa lechatchila, and Zerah b'sheila is the exception to the rule on a d'oraisa level. So to that he answers, it's not true, but that's not what the Bryce is saying. Okay? So from Tosis it's clear that Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila is a Din D'Oraisa. It's not only Tosis. We saw another sheet in Rishon that says Beferish like that. Who's that? The Ran quotes a Ravid. Okay, but the Ravid says Mamish the same as Tosis. Right, so he has the same exact kash and teretz. That's true. That's a good point. But a Rishon has said something different in the sugya that we made reference to in the past, who also seems to say like Tosfos that the din that ein mevatlin iser lechatchila must be a din d'oraisa. Who's that? Anyone? Where did we see this concept before today? Remember? The Gemara continues. Abaye says, what is Zerah Heta Abba Machal Iser? Alibad Rav Yehuda Min Bemino Is Lobotil, but Zerah B'Sheila Min Bemino Is Botil. How does he know that? So says the Gemara, from V'lokach Midam Apar Midam Asar. Avodas Yom HaKippur. What does he learn from there and not from Zerah B'Sheila? From Zerah B'Sheila he should learn that Min Bemino Is Botil. What does the Gemara answer to that, Kasha? That Zerah B'Sheila is a Chirsh. Chirsh. What's the Chirsh of Zerah B'Sheila? What's the chiddush of Zerah b'sheila? Who explains that? Rashi. What does Rashi say? Anyone? Read it. Just read it. Ari. We can be mevatel lechatchila. Zerah b'sheila is the chiddush that your mutter to be mevatel is a lechatchila. Chiddush? Is that a d'rabbanan or is that a d'oraisa? Chiddush means on a d'oraisa level. That normally it's not like that. Right? Normally, min haTorah, you can't be mevatel in Issel Chachila. Zerah b'sheila is the exception to the rule. That's the Chiddush. So, Nochamol, Rashi is also learning that Ein Mevatel in Issel Chachila is a Din D'Oraisa, and Zerah b'sheila is the exception to the rule, where you're allowed to be mevatel lechatchila. Just like Tosfos. Rashi's not answering Tosfos Kashi. He's not addressing Tosfos Kashi. Tosfos is on the previous stage of the Gemara. Rashi is on this stage of the Gemara. But they're all told, Ein Mevatel in Issel Chachila is a Din D'Oraisa. Clearly. Who argues with Rashi and Tosfos? Who holds that Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila is only a Din D'Rabbanan? Tosfos. Yes. The Ran's Tosfos. Not Kochi's. The Ran's Tosfos. Right? The Ran quotes a different one of the Bali Tosfos. You look on the side of the Gemara, it says the Tosfos L'Fonenu Lesa. It's not a Tosfos. There are different multiple Bali Tosfos, so the Ran had a different Bali Tosfos. The Rashba also says the same as the Tosus that the Ram quotes. But it's a different Baal Tosus. Don't be confused. It's not a steer in Tosusim. They're addressing the same question. They give different answers. So clearly they're arguing. What does the Ran say? Let's all turn to the Ran. If you have a Gemara, please look on with me. The Ran is on Daf Lamed Hayom at Beis, the Daf Yerif in the old Gemaras. If I remember correctly, I think in the new Gemaras it's on Kuf Beis. Take a look at the Ran. Ran is the Ikal Amedek. My cup parchinan zeo lemuute my lav lemuute kol yisrael shabbat Torah. Lema de zeo asa lemuute de davka hay isim vatlin lechatchila vol shari surin lo. Ukidi aminam besamach de zeo b'shei lechidushu. He puts it together in the kashi. Right? Let's say that zeo lemuute my is that it's mutal levatl isa lechatchila by zeo b'sheila. And that's gufa the chidush of zeo b'sheila that normally in mevatlin isa lechatchila min haTorah. Avuk shnesarev inoch enami de gamina minelech olisun shabbat Torah tirtzu betosfis the dalit it says betosfis lefaneinu lesta tirtzu betosfis the halo havi hetav mechlal isim says tosfis it's not hetav mechlal isim it's not an exception to the rule if I say that it's mutal levatel isal chatchila b'zera b'sheila that's not going to be an exception to the rule the kol isun shabbat Torah. Midoraisam evatlin osan lechatchila. Boom. Says Taisviz, if I say that the chiddush is rabbi sheila, is that it's mutal levatel isa lechatchila? That's not an exception to the rule, because in kol haTorah kulo, kol yisur shabbat Torah, you can be levatel lechatchila as well. But it's osan levatel isa lechatchila. That's a chumad rabbanon clearly according to Taisviz. Min haTorah it's mutal levatel isa lechatchila. So that couldn't be. This is a different answer than Taisvis. Taisvis answered this kasha by saying that that's not what Zeo Hetar B'Machal Issa means. It's not pshat in the Bryce. The Bryce is talking about something that even B'Dievet is going to be awesome. Tosus in Iran says, no, you can't give that answer because the din that name of Atlan Issa L'Chatchila, that's only Midrabanan to begin with. So on a Daraisa level, Kol Yisrael Shabbat Torah and Zeo B'Sheila are mamish the same. You can be Mevatel L'Chatchila. So there can't be Zeo Hetar B'Machal Issa. It's not an exception to anything. They're all the same on a level of Daraisa. A different answer to Tosis Kasha. But clearly, what's Tosis in Iran assuming? That Emavatlan Issa Lechatchila is not a Din Daraisa. That's a Chumra Darabona. It's only a Chumra Darabona. So, what's Tosis in Iran bother with now? If Emavatlan Issa Lechatchila is only Midarabona, so then what's the Chiddush of Zerua B'Sheila? Isn't it the same as all these Seren Shabbatari? Emavatlan Lechatchila. You could be mevatel lechatchila. Why is it different than kol yisrael shabbat Torah? What's the chiddush? That's what he asks. The hada amina dezora b'shei lechiddush shulein chiddush shemuta levatlo ela shemitzvah levatlo. The chiddush says Tosis in the Ran is not that zora b'sheila is muta levatel is lechatchila, but rather that it's mitzvah levatlo. The Torah says that you're supposed to cook the zora together with the ayil. So apparently that's a mitzvah shel Torah. It's a mitzvah to cook them together. It's a mitzvah to be mevatel the issa lechatchila. Why is there this kind of mitzvah? It's like shaking a lulav, like blowing a shofar. It's not quite the same, right? I'm not really sure why there's a mitzvah, but that's kach gozra Torah. Torah wants you to do it in that fashion. So it's a mitzvah. It's not just it's mutter b'di'evet. It's not that it's mutter lechatchila to do. It's even a mitzvah lechatchila to do. A mitzvah to do. But by kol yisrael shabbat Torah, it's not a mitzvah. Well, it's a mitzvah to take bas b'cholav and to be mevatel. You can be mevatel it lechatchila min haTorah, but it's not a mitzvah to do that. It's not a mitzvah to be mevatel the lechatchila. So that's why Zohar B'Sheila is a chiddush. Mashenkev v'shar yisun shabbat Torah she mitzvah levatlam lechatchila. Tosis in the Ran has one final question. Right, we're going step by step. Right, Tosis said that the answer to Tosis Kasha is that within the name of mevatlin is lechatchila. That's only midrabon. Min haTorah, Zerua B'Sheila is really on the same level as the other Yisrael Shabbat Torah. In terms of the heter levatel. So what's the chiddush between the two? Zerua B'Sheila, it's a mitzvah levatel lechatchila. And that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that it's a mitzvah to be levatel the Isra of the Zerua lechatchila. So what's the problem? There's one final problem. What's the problem?
Why is that a heter? Why is it mitzvah a heter?
Heta sounds like it's muta to do something. He was saying mitzvah. It's a good ha'ara, Josh. I'm not sure what he has in mind. He's saying, in terms of heter, it's not on a higher level. It's a mitzvah, okay? It's a higher level of heter. It's not only muta b'di'eved. It's not just b'di'eved. It's not only muta l'chadchila. It's a mitzvah l'chadchila. Because it's a higher level of heter. Maybe zel heter habamachal iser. It's not really heter habamachal iser. It's mitzvah habamachal lav mitzvah. That's what you're basically saying. It's a mudna pshat in the Gemara, according to Tosis. It's quoted by the Ram. You're right. It's a good ha'or. It's a good ha'or. But he has a different kasha. Right? Just one second. His question might actually answer your kasha. Just one second. What does he ask now? No, I'm sorry. I take it back. What did you ask? You said, how does that fit into the Braisa, right? So, Itaka doesn't fit into the Braisa. Right? But he says, one second. No, but he has a different reason. Yeah, let's see the Rambam side, okay? V'lekel amemad ha'achi kamer zeh heter shem mitzvah levat lo ma'sheken b'chol yisurin shem mitzvah avon muter. What might you say? That zeh heter b'machal iser means that by Yisro b'sheila to mitzvah levatel yisro l'chatchila b'bay k'shar yisrein zeh b'torah it's muta levatel min ha'torah but it's not a mitzvah levatel. Josh asks, but why would you even have a havamina to say that? That's not zeh heter b'machal iser. That's zeh mitzvah b'machal not mitzvah, right? That's what you're asking, Josh. That's not what he thought, right? He's thinking that that's not a problem. Okay? So I'm not sure what the answer to your kasha is, but he's not thinking that. But if that's not if Josh's problem is not a problem, so then Taka, why not give this answer? Tosfos asked the kasha that zeh heter b'machal iser should be what? That by zeh b'sheila it's muta levata l'chatchila, but by kol yisrael shem torah it's also levata l'chatchila. So comes the Tosfos in the round and says you can't say that because on a daraisa level kol yisrael shem torah is the same as zeh b'sheila, right? But they're not exactly the same. By Zerah B'Sheila, it's a mitzvah levato. By Kol Yisrael Shem HaTorah, it's not a mitzvah levato. It's muta levato min HaTorah, but it's not a mitzvah levato. So why don't we say that? Zeh heter b'machal iser. It's just that. This is the fourth and final pshat, right? This is Kushyas Tosfos Sheberan. Why don't we say that Zeh heter b'machal iser, that Zerah B'Sheila is mitzvah levato? And by Shari Sir and Shabbat Torah, it's Eino Mitzvah Levata. It's Rak Mutter Min HaTorah Levata. Right? That's the Kasher tells in Iran. So comes Tosfos and says, the hop shita, the heichi teisak adaitin sheim mitzvah levatel yisurei Torah. That doesn't make any sense in the verse. Look, just like Tosfos says that zeh heter b'machal iser couldn't mean that by zeh b'sheila it's also levatel lechatchila and by kol yisrael shem torah it's muter. No, you can't say by that zeh heter b'machal iser that by zeh b'sheila it's muter levatel iser lechatchila by kol yisrael shem torah it's also levatel, because that's not the lashon of the verse. The Lashon of the Braisa, Heter Habamachal Issa, sounds like Habamachal Issa B'diyah. That's what Tosis said, not the Lashon of the Braisa. So comes Tosis in the round, it says the same thing over here. What do you want to say? That Zeh Heter Habamachal Issa means Zerah B'Sheila, it's a mitzvah levata lechatchila by Kol Yisrael Shem HaTorah, it's not a mitzvah, but it's Mutta Min HaTorah levata. That doesn't make any sense. Why would I need a Braisa to tell me that? It's such a dumb portion. What you're saying, Zeh Heter Habamachal Issa is an exception, because normally there's a special din. It's not a mitzvah levatel and issa lechatchila. Why would I think there is a mitzvah? The Braisa is teaching me a chiddush. It's saying Zerah B'Sheila is an exception, but now I'm teaching you a chiddush of a new rule. So the rule has to be a chiddush. So if the rule is that min b'shein amino is b'mashu, that's not a chiddush. If the rule is min b'mino is b'mashu, that's a chiddush. If you tell me the rule is that it's osa levatel issa lechatchila, that's a chiddush. If you tell me that the rule is normally it's not a mitzvah to be mevatel and issa lechatchila, okay, shkoyach. Is that a chiddush? It's not a chiddush, it's obvious. Well, I think it's a mitzvah to be mevatel yisurim. It's ridiculous. It's a whole shaila if it's also to be mevatel yisurim. It's even a mitzvah. I don't need a braisa to tell me a chiddush in kala tara kula. It's not a mitzvah to be mevatel isur. So, Nachamo, the reason why this pshat doesn't work, says Tosis, is because it's not going to work out in the braisa. Is it true? It's true, but it's not going to work out in the braisa. So therefore, that's not what the Gemara suggests. And then the Ran quotes the Ravid, who says exactly the same pshat in our Tosfos. What emerges from this discussion? Our Tosfos, Ran's Tosfos. The two major shitas over here. And they're both coming to answer the same kasha, but what emerges is that there's a major machlokas, whether Ein Mevatlin Issa Lechatchila is a din daraisa, like our Tosfos, like Rashi, or is it only a Chumad Rabbanon, like Tosfos? Okay, that's clearly what emerges from these rishonim. Questions? So now we have to understand. Now we have to take a step back. Now that we see that there is a machlokes, whether this halokh is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan, we have to understand each shita. So let's first try to deal with Tosis and the Rashi. Our Tosis and Rashi. If that which Ein Mevatlin Issa Lechatchila is a din d'oraisa, so why is it daraisa? Which pasuk tells you that it's asa levatel lechatchila? Which pasuk? Is there a pasuk? Does anyone give you $100 if you tell me the pasuk? I guess you realize there's no pasuk. I just don't have the money. So the Bari Ashulchan suggests two approaches within this shita. Bari Ashulchan says maybe it's a halachah Moshe Mitzrayim. It's not a pasuk. He says maybe it's a halachah Moshe Mitzrayim. He says the Sefer Pre-Toar wants to suggest that. One of the Sfarim on the Yoridei. Maybe it's Halachal Moshe Mitzrayim. But at first he suggests that maybe those who hold that it's Daraisa, maybe they claim that it's like a Svara Daraisa. You know, the Gemara sometimes says, Kro Lomali Svara. You don't always need a Pasuk for a Din Daraisa. If it's a Svara Pshuta, then you don't even need a Pasuk. Because if you have a Torah Dika Kop, then you should be able to figure out what a Svara Daraisa is. So Svara is actually stronger than the Pasuk. So he says that from the Ra'ah has a Sefer Bedek Habayis and the Torah Habayis of the Rashi. So he says in the Ra'ah, it's Mashma that he holds that it's a Svara. That if the Torah gives you an Isser Achila, the Torah says, Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela. You're not allowed to eat Nevela. So comes the Ra'ah, and he says something that sounds like, if you can't eat Nevela, it makes sense that the Torah will not allow you to do tricks to be able to eat Nevela. What's the trick that we're talking about over here? One word. What's the trick? Better, simple. Bittul, right, exactly. To use bittul. Right? The Torah's not going to allow you to be mevatel, that is, sir. If it's awesome, the Torah doesn't want you to eat this. So even if you could create a heter over here, but the Torah doesn't want you to create that heter. You shouldn't try to find the trick to be able to eat it. It's interesting, just as I'm saying this over, I'm thinking, if you assume like the Rosh, that the Isser is Nefach Lios Heter, does that Svara really make sense? If you have the Bittul, then there is no Isser, so why should the Torah mind so much? Okay, so we have tricks. Yeah, sometimes tricks are very nice. Is it such a problem? But if you hold like the Rashba and Tosfos, that even when you say Bittul Barov, the Isser is here, it's just the Torah allows you to rely on the fact that the chaticha you're taking is from the rov, so then we really get this kind of svar. The Isser is still here, so why should the Torah allow you to rely on Bittul if you could avoid the whole problem and not eat the Isser? The Torah doesn't want you to eat the Isser, and it doesn't want you to rely on tricks to be able to eat the Isser, because the Isser is going to be here even if you have Bittul. That makes a lot of sense, that the Torah would prohibit a person to be mevatel the Isser v'chatchila. Those are the shitas that claim that Eimavatlin Issa Lechatchila is a din d'oraisa. And how about if you hold that it's a din d'rabbanan? What's the svar to say that Eimavatlin Issa Lechatchila is a din d'rabbanan? What kind of a d'rabbanan is this? What did the Chachamim say? So the Bar Yashulchan offers two approaches. First, he quotes from the Levush. The Levush wants to say, why did the Chachamim prohibit you to be mevatel the Yisrael Chathchila? Amnam das atosu she'isezeh hu midrabanan. V'yatam she'asu Chachamim hu mnei shechoshu shim yehei la'odam heta levatel lahatiro yokel ha'isa b'ena v'yovela opla apelo bit. The Levush wants to suggest that maybe the pshat is that the Chacham were afraid that if we allow you to be mevatel lechatchila, so then you won't treat the issa seriously. You won't treat the issa will be an issa kalfi. Chachamim introduced isurim. There are isurim daraisa, bas b'chalav daraisa, right? There are nevela, chaylev, whatever. So if the Chachamim say that, you know what, you can take the nevela, you can take the chaylev, and you can be mevatel it in a tarovus and you'll be able to eat it. So people are not going to treat the issa seriously. And you might come to eat the issa stam. Yeah, you see people are eating it through bittel, so you'll eat the issa without bittel. Give out! So the Chachamim prohibited you to be mevatel lechatchila, that issa, to put it into a tarovus, so that it won't become an issa kal in your eyes. That's what the Levush wants to suggest. And based on this yisod, the Levush wants to answer a kasha that he asks in all places, Hilchas Sukkah. Okay, we're getting close to Sukkah. We know that Ha'osa Sukkoso Tachas Ha'ilon is possible, right? A Sukkah Tachas Ilon is possible. But it's actually a very, very complicated shaila. When is a Sukkah underneath a tree possible and when is it not possible? So we know that there's a rule when it comes to Tzchach, that the Tzchach has to be Tziloso Meruba Mechamasa. The tzel, the shade of the Tzchach has to be more than the sun. Okay? If the sun is more than the shade, so then the Tzchach, it's not enough to be kosher. It's not enough to be kosher. So the Shulchan Aruch in Ilchas Sukkah in Siman Tofresh Chavav, in Source 5, Shulchan Aruch quotes a machlokes, 2 days, what's the din in the following case? Let's say you have an Ilan on top of the Sukkah, but the Ilan it happens to be that Chamoso of the Ilan is Meruba Mitzilasa. If the Ilan's sail is Meruba Mechamasa, meaning you have so much shade from the branches of the tree that are attached to the ground, the branches that are attached to the ground, of course, they're possible for Tzchach. That's the ABCs of Tzchach. Right? The ABCs of Tzchach is that the Tzchach has to grow from the ground, and it can't be Mekabel Tumah. Right? How can something growing from the ground be Mekabel Tumah? The answer is once you cut it off, if you make it into a clay kibble, you make it into a receptacle, it could be Mekabel Tumah. So it has to grow from the ground. But it also has to be detached from the ground. And it can't be mekabel tumah. Right? So even though the tree is growing from the ground, so the first prat in tzchach, you've satisfied. But since it's still attached to the ground, that's still a problem. That can't be used as tzchach. It's not that of psukim. So if the shade of the tree is so significant that the tzel of the tree is more than the chama, so then it's definitely going to pass the sukkah. It's going to pass the sukkah because it overpowers everything below it. But let's say the tzel of the tree is not as great as the chama. You have chamsa meruba mitzilasa in the ilan. So is that going to pass or not? So comes the Shulchan Aruch and it says like this. It has the first day of the Shulchan Aruch holds that if the ilan, the schach of the ilan, right, the atzei ha'ilan, atzei ilan are chamasa meruba mitzilasa, and the tzchach is silasa meruba mechamasa, so then that's kosher. Okay, so Deya Aleph in Shulchan Aruch holds that this is kosher. It's kosher even if you don't mix up the ilan with the tzchach, everything is kosher. Why? Because the atzei ilan are like they don't exist. That's not really tzchach. If the chamsa is meruba, so then it's like it's not tzchach. It's like it's not there. So the tzchach of the tree is good. The tzchach of the sukkah is good enough, and that's fine. If this is case number one, okay. Case number two is if the atzei ilan is chamsa meruba mitzilasa, ches mem mem tzadi. And the schach is also only chamsa meruba mitzilasa, so then you got a problem. Right? Because you don't have enough tzeil sukkah. The only way that you have tzeil sukkah is if you add the atzei ilan. But the atzei ilan are mechubal akaka. So in that case, you have to be mashpil the atzei ilan. You have to pull them down. So that you are ma'arev them b'tarovas with the atzei schach. If the atzei schach are meruba from the atzei ilan, the atzei schach are not enough to create tzeilos to meruba, but they're more than the atzei ilan. So as long as you have a few of the atzei ilan that come in there and you mashpil them together, it becomes one unit, so then it's kosher to be used. Okay, so in that case, you have to be ma'arei b'yachad. Okay, and then everything is fine. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Dei Abayis. In this case, Dei Abayis will say that if the sukkah, that even if tzilasa merub mechamosa in the schach, right, if you have atzei ilon on top, posel. Let's say this better. Sorech la'arev. Right, those are the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Do you have to be ma'arev the schach posel, the atzei ilon, with the schach, if chamsa meruba mitzilasa in the atzei ilon and tzilasa meruba mechamasa in the schach? That's the machlokas the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. But if the atzei ilon is chamasa meruba mitzilasa and the atzei schach is chamasa meruba mitzilasa, you don't have schach kosher that tzilasa meruba. Then everyone says that you have to be ma'arev them together. You have to push down the ilan to make it one unit, to be mevatel, so to speak, the atzei ilan, and then your schach can be schach kosher, because then you have tzilasa meruba between your schach and the ilan, but the ilan is bottled to the schach, so it's like it's all schach, and everything is fine. Questions? So come to Lavush and ask a very simple question. How's it mutter to do this? Okay, so now we know when you have to do it, but how's it mutter to put the atzei ilan into the schach? What's the problem? You're mevatel isa lechatchila, mevatel psul lechatchila. You're being mevatel the psul schach lechatchila. Mashma filu lechatchila yochal asos kain says the taz. The chenisa begemara the kasha kain lemechol duchli and mevatel isa lechatchila. Pile ploy. How can you be mevatel the atzei ilan lechatchila? The apostle says, "You're mevatel psul lechatchila." In fact, mevatel isul lechatchila. So how's that mutter? The Levush tirei the tam ba'alma bazer the gazuna shemiyavala hatikola isa. The Levush says, "Why can't you be mevatel the isul lechatchila?" That's because we're afraid you might come to be mevatel. You might come to be matir the iser even without bittel. You might come to be matir the iser even without bittel because you won't treat the iser significantly. Okay, if I can be mevatel the iser in a tarobis, it's not so chomer. So you'll come to do it even without being mevatel within the tarobis. Aval hocha b'mitzvah lo shayach zeh kevin b'mitzvah kamachabin lo yaseh ha-mitzvah b'aveira. No one's going to do a mitzvah b'aveira. No one's going to try to do the mitzvah in a way that he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah. So he'll never come to do such a thing. He'll never use the schach. He'll never use the atzei ilan without being mevatel them. Doesn't make any sense. Right? He wants to be mekayim a mitzvah. He wants to kind of the mitzvah. He won't do the mitzvah about there. But if we're only talking about an isser, so he doesn't treat the isser seriously. Now, when it comes to a mitzvah, he knows that he needs schach kosher, so he's not going to do the mitzvah about there. But if we're only talking about an isser, we're afraid that he might not treat the isser significantly. So that's the levush l'shitasa. Levush holds the fact that emavatlin isser lechatchila. That's because we're afraid. It's a chumer derabbanan. We're afraid a person's not going to treat the isser seriously. But when it comes to a mitzvah, he'd never have such a svara. What he'll say, look, if I can put the atzei ilan, if I can be ma'arev the atzei ilan with the schach, so he might come to use the atzei ilan by itself. He knows he's not going to fulfill the mitzvah that way. So why would he do such a thing? He wants to do the mitzvah. Right? He wants to do the mitzvah, so he's going to do the mitzvah properly. It's not the svara, right? If he doesn't treat the isser seriously, so. He doesn't think that it's a problem, so then he'll use it for the mitzvah too. I'm not sure I hear the chiluk completely, but that's the chiluk that the Levush wants to set up. That by a mitzvah, he's not gonna treat the psul lightly because he realizes that if he uses schach posel, then he's not gonna be able to the mitzvah. And there's some positive that he wants to accomplish. So for mitzvahs, we're not afraid that he'll do it without bittul. We're not afraid that he'll use the psul without bittul. Says the Taz, I don't really see what the Levush is saying. The reality is we have many gzeiros when it comes to schach. The Marshal Mesakchim ben Asarim, there's a discussion in the Mishnayos that you're allowed to use certain planks of wood for schach, but you can't use such big planks of wood. Any planks of wood that you would use to build your house, you can't use peschach. There's a machlokes tanoim exactly how big. We paskin that you can't use a plank of wood that's 4 tfachim or more in width. 4 tfachim or more in width. That's quite big, right? That's more than 12 inches, more than a foot wide. Can't use a plank like that because you might use that for tikras habayis, you might use that for your roof. And if you, since you use it for your roof, if we allow you to use it for the sukkah, you'll think, well, if I can sit in the sukkah, I might as well sit in my house. Right? It looks like a tikra to me. It looks like a roof to me. So what's the problem? So says the Taz, you see that they make a gzeira. They make a gzeira that people are going to make a mistake and think, well, I can sit under the roof of my house. Why would he make such a mistake? He wants to be out to the mitzvah. He knows that he needs chach kosher. So why would he sit under the roof of his house? Obviously, even when it comes to mitzvahs, people make mistakes. Right? If we get them used to doing certain things, then they make extrapolate, and they come into trouble. So why does this problem not exist? Why is the Levush right, is the Taz? The Levush says that you're allowed to be mashbil the anfei ha'ilan because we're not afraid that someone will think that even if he could be mavato the yisrael l'chatchila, that he'll come to use the schach posel by itself. How can he use the schach posel without bittul? Because he knows that he wants to do the kind of mitzvah. We see from other halachas in sukkah that it's just not true. That we make gezeiros, that we're afraid people are going to do the mitzvah in the wrong way. They'll do the mitzvah without schach kosher. So over here too, they'll do the mitzvah without schach kosher. The emes is, even without this kasha of the Taz, this teretz of the Levush is not going to work for everyone. Because if you look at the Bari HaShulchan, he quotes another reason why the Chachamim asked you to be mevatel in Yisrael l'chatchila. Bari HaShulchan quotes from the Yad Yehuda. What's the pshat? Not that we're afraid that the Isser is going to become Kal Be'enav, and then he'll come to be matel the Isser even with Habitul. No. Shema lo yedakte kol kach b'shir bitulo v'yavo levatel v'pachas mechadei shir bitul. Yad Yehuda says, no, the problem is, of course you're going to try to be mevatel, but maybe you won't be so careful. Right? Maybe you won't be medaktik so much in the Shir Bittul. Chazal don't want you to be mevatel the Issa l'chatchila because maybe you'll make a mistake. Not that, if we allow you to be mevatel the Issa, so you'll say, the Issa, that's okay. What's the big deal? Maybe they'll come to use the Issa, to eat the Issa, to be nene from the Issa without Bittul. Nah, that father not going to go. But the problem is, you need a shir bittul. So maybe you won't be medaktik so much in the shir. So if we allow it to be mevatel that iser lechatchila, so if you did it right, everything would be great, but maybe you're not going to do it right. Maybe the shir is not going to be right. And then you'll violate the iser. So Chazal said, lechatchila, don't be mevatel the iser. That's the reason. According to that reason, the kasha of the Taz comes back. How's it mutter to be mashbel the anfei ilan? It's mutter to put down the anfei ilan to the schach, and then it'll be batel. Yemavatel and isel chatchila. And maybe we should be afraid that you're not going to have this year schach. Maybe you'll make a mistake. You'll think that the schach is more than the anfei ilan, but you'll estimate wrong. You'll make a mistake in the estimation. It's not that we're simply afraid that you're not going to take the issa seriously. You won't take the psul of the ilan seriously. Not that you won't take the psul of the ilan seriously, you'll take it seriously, but you won't do the bittul properly. You won't have rov atzei sukkah. You won't have rov atzei sukkah, and you'll run into a problem that way. Why are we not afraid of that? So comes the Taz, and he gives a different answer to this question. Taz says, I'll tell you why it's mutter to put the anfei ilan down by this stuff. Why? This is not mevatlin iser. The schach is not like iser. Well, it's not iser anyway. It's psul, right? But the schach, the anfei ilan, is not really schach posel. What is it? Help me now. It's not schach posel. What is it? I mean, it's schach posel, but it's not a psul. Anfei ilan.
It's about to be handed.
It's not a psul schach. It's that it's a lack of schach kosher. It's not schach posel. It's not schach kosher. It's not schach posel. It's not schach kosher.
I mean, you thought I had been turning you upside down somewhere. No, it's really a very simple concept. We find this in many different contexts. Sometimes there's a negative quality to something, And sometimes it's not an issue of a negative quality, it's just you need certain elements to make something kosher. And if it's missing the elements, then it's not just not kosher. Schach, in order to be kosher, it has to grow from the ground. It can't be mekabel tuma. It has to be detached from the ground. So if it's attached to the ground, it's just not schach kosher. That's all it is. It's not like it's a psul. It's a psul. It's like it's negative. It's injecting a psul into the sukkah. No, it's just you need silasa meruba mechamasa in schach kosher. So if you don't have the schach kosher, then the sukkah is psul. It's that simple. It's not that the tree is psul. It's that you just, it doesn't serve as schach. So it's like nothing. It's like you just don't have the right shear here. You're missing in schach kosher. It's not that it's schach psul. So you can't say, oh, it's mevatel issa lechatchila, mevatel psul lechatchila. It's not schach psul. It's just not kosher. So the din that ain't mevatel and issa lechatchila doesn't apply in this case. And for the Taz answer, it's a very lumdisha, interesting answer. What's his lashon? Inkan kushi meikara. Says the whole thing doesn't make any sense. The kan ain't shame iser al zeh. There's no shame iser on the anfe ila. There's no shame psul on the anfe ila. Lo mi bayim osu sukkah kodem amoe. Certainly, if you make the sukkah before Yom Tov, there's no shame sukkah on the whole thing. You're doing it before Yom Tov. So if you were mevatel it before Yom Tov, of course it's not a shame schach psul. It doesn't have a shame schach until Yom Tov anyway. Pshitad lo shaych oz iser. Da dayan lo chalchi of sukkah. El afilim osu sukkah toch amoe. Let's say you make a sukkah on chol amoe. So we pass in that you can do that. You have to make a sukkah for the whole Yom Tov. Ein kan shem iser. The ha ein iser mitzad atzmo shel hasukkah leisheba. It's not that there's an iser to sit in the sukkah with schach pasul. Ela hayosheba eno yotze yidei chovas hamitzvah. It's not that it's osur to sit in the sukkah, so there's an iser on the schach pasul. No, it's that you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah if you sit there. You don't have the right schach kosher. Alkein in Shaya kan isu basiyosa afilim osa vipsul gamla. Says the Taz, the idea that emavatlin isu lechapchila, that doesn't apply here bechlal, because that only applies if you have an isu. Schach posel does not create any isu to sit in the sukkah. It's just that you can't be yotze the mitzvah. So there's no din of emavatlin isu lechapchila in this context. Bechlal? So therefore it's not an issue at all. Okay, these are the two different approaches. Right, that emavatlin isa lechatchil is either a din daraisa halacha moshmi Sinai or svara, or it's a chumid rabbanan, either because Chazal are afraid that you'll treat the isa leniently, or the Chazal are afraid that you won't have the right shear to be mevatlin. Okay. Questions. What's the nafkamina? What's the difference whether emavatlin isa lechatchil is daraisa or the rabbanan? What's the difference? So some of the Achronim want to suggest that maybe the difference is b'shogeg. B'shogeg? There's no b'shogeg. If you mevatel b'shogeg. Reb Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch says the nafkemina, this is in Yerodeya Simen Tzadita Sifra, the nafkemina b'tel b'shogeg the laharayvid the daraisa kansinan shogeg atumezi. What is he saying? The Gemara in Gittin says that kansinan shogeg atumezi by daraisa. That if the issa that a person is involved in, the issa in question is an issa daraisa, so then if someone does a maisa to be mata, that issa, right? So we're going to be kones even b'shogeg. If he does it b'meizi avada, Chazal will be kones, right? If you mevatel an iser lechatchila b'meizir avad etzas. The question is, would we say that b'shogeg it's also going to be aser? I'm not asking whether you were allowed to be mevatel the iser lechatchila. I'm saying once you were mevatel, is the tarov is going to be aser b'di'evin? So if you did it b'meizir avad, it's going to be aser. Let's say you do it only b'shogeg. So that's the question. Was it konsu shogeg to meizir or not? Did Chazal say that if you're mevatel the issa lechatchila, even b'di'eved, even if you did it b'shogeg, you can't use that tarovis. So after kiveger, if you hold that it's daraisa, then konsu shogeg atumeizin. By yisurim daraisa, right? If you did something that's an issa daraisa, so then konsu shogeg atumeizin. So if you're mevatel the issa lechatchila, If you hold that a mevatel nisa lechatchila is awesome in a Torah, so you did an issa daraisa, you did it b'shogeg, but you did an issa daraisa b'shogeg, so chazal wakone shogeg otumaisa, they said you can't be nana from that issa. That's what he says. So what it sounds like he's saying, it's a nafkamina. That the Ravid who says that mevatel nisa lechatchila is awesome in a Torah, like Tosfos in our sugya, they would say that kansu shogeg otumaisa. So if you mevatel the issa lechatchila, you did the Yisra Daraisa, but you did it b'shogeg, Chazal b'konis, and that's going to be osir. It's going to be osir for you to be nana from the Tarovis. But if you were to hold like the Ran's Tosfos, the name of Avdol Yisra L'chatchila is only midrabbanan, presumably if you were mevatel Yisra L'chatchila, but you did it b'shogeg, we wouldn't be konis shogeg otumeizi, right? It sounds like it's a nafkamina between the two approaches. Let's get this on. Taisvis Sariches Rashi Sariches Ran B'Shem Harai. Also Minatar. That's one sheet. Ran b'shem Tosfos, also midrabba. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina number one is konsu shogeg otumeizah. Kidei. What's the problem with this? Right? He says that according to the Ravid, Mufi, Ravid, Konsu, but you know what? Say it's Bidoraisa, Konsu, Bidorabanan lo Konsu. This is what you would like to say. Makes sense, right? So according to the Ravid, we should say that Konsu shows to make it. What's the problem? The Ran quotes the Ravid. And what does the Ran say according to the Ravid? Were the Chachamim Kansu Shogeg Otumeizah over here or not? They weren't. That's what the Ran says. Right? This is a machlokas in the Gemara in Gittin. Right? Noflu v'nespatsu. Noflu v'nespatsu. The Gemara says on Daf Mendala and Obeis in Gittin, Noflu v'nespatsu. Noflu who v'nespatsu? Who fell? What fell? Egoze perach, says Rashi. If you have nuts from of perach, ein b'teilin afilu be'elepim nechashivuson. Egoze perach are one of the dvarim chashuvim that are not going to be botel. Right? Minat Torah, issa v'heter is botel, yavish b'yavish, in rov. But the chachamim amachmir that by dvarim chashuvim there is no bitul. Egoze perach is an example of something that there's no bitul because it's dvar chashuv. But if the egoze perach are crushed, then they no longer have their chashivas, then they will be batel. So noflu v'nespatsu, if the egozim fell, and they were nespatsu, they got broken open, so then they're going to be batel b'tarovis. So echad shogeg v'echad meizid lo yalu, divrei Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda hold that, no, echad shogeg v'echad meizid, the chumra, then still not going to be batel. Yosef Reb Shimon Omen b'shogeg yalu b'meizid lo yalu. Reb Yosef Reb Shimon hold up b'shogeg, they will be batel. Machlokas Tanaim, if noflu v'nespatsu b'shogeg, will the chachamim konsu shogeg otumeizid? So how do we paskin? So comes the Ran and quotes the Rabbi who says we paskin that b'shogeg it's mutter. B'shogeg there's no problem. They weren't konsu shogeg otumeizid. Isn't that bizarre? Didn't we just say that by Daraisas they were Kamsu Shogeg Otumeizid? But the Kiva Egan wants to say, according to the Ravid, Avada Kamsu Shogeg Otumeizid. If Ein Vatlan is Lechatchila, then Daraisa, Avada Kamsu Shogeg Otumeizid. But the Ran quotes the Ravid as saying that's not true. They were not Kone Shogeg Otumeizid. Why? What's the answer? Kivega gives you the answer. He adds a few words. I left them out. He says, "Ve'eino mutter ela dekfar nispatel berov." When is it mutter? When does the Ravid admit that low concert should have automated? That's if the Agoze Pera butaka batel berov. Meaning, the Agoze Pera got mixed in with other Agoze. Agoze without a mutter. You got Agoze in here. You got nuts. So some might be Orla, some might not be Orla. Some are mutter, some are Osir. So if you have a mixture already of Agoze Perach with Agoze and Hamutarim, and the Agoze and Hamutarim are mutter, Minatora, what's the din? Minatora, it's bottle berov. So should the Agoze Perach be mutter? Should this Taros be mutter, Minatora? Of course. Midrabbonan Chazal now said that there's a chumra, since they're dvarim chashuvim, they're not going to be bottle. So that issa now is only an issa drabbonan. Right? Since we're only talking about an Isid Rabbanon, so on that the Ravid will say, Lo Kansu Shogeg, got two Mezid. If Nafluv and Espatsu Beshogeg, you cause them to fall and to break Beshogeg, and now it's a tarobis of items that are not Choshev, so now the Bittel works, and you did it Beshogeg, so the Ravid would say, Lo Kansu Shogeg, got two Mezid. Why? Because we're not talking about an Isid Raisi here, we're talking about an Isid Rabbanon. The whole Isir is only an Isid Rabbanon, and our Tarot's Batal Barov. So that's why they're not going to be concerned about Tumezid, even according to the Ravid. But if we wouldn't have a Bittel Berov, if we would just be talking about a regular Isser Daraisa, Avada, the Ravid would say, they're concerned about Tumezid over here. Because if Ein Avad Menissa L'chatchi was a Din Daraisa, then concerned about Tumezid. If it's only Midrabbana, then lo concerned about Tumezid. Okay, this is Nafkamina number one. That's Nafkamina number one. What's the simplest nafkamina? The first nafkamina that always comes to mind whenever you try to figure out a nafkamina between deraisas and derabbanans. What's the simplest nafkamina? Sofek, right? Sofek. Sofek iser. Let's say you have a sofek iser deraisa. Sofek iser deraisa. What's the din? Can you mevatel a sofek iser deraisa lechatchila? Take a sofek iser deraisa. And v'mavata l'chadchila. What's the din? The Aruch HaShulchan wants to suggest that this should be totally in the Sharem. The Aruch HaShulchan is in Simen Tzadikas, Sifkokas. The royal lead, the Yesh Nafkamin Ladina, the Im Isser Zedei Mavapin Is L'chadchila Hu Daraisa, Im Kein Gam B'Sofik Isser Osa L'Vatel O L'Harvos D'Sveka Daraisa L'Chumra. Right? Sofek yisa deraisa. Sveka deraisa l'chumra. So if a mevatlin is l'chatchil is a din deraisa, so then you have to be machmer even by sofek yisa. Aval imu derabonon, sveka derabonon l'kula. We know that sveka derabonon l'kula. So if we're only talking over here about a sofek yisa deraisa, so the isa levatl l'chatchil is only mederabonon. So can I be mevatl the sofek yisa deraisa in a tarobis? Yes. Because that's a sofek by a deraisa. But the Issa Levatel is the Rabbanan, so that's a Sveka, the Rabbanan. Sveka, the Rabbanan, Lekula, so I'd be allowed to be Mevatel. That's what he wants to say. Right? If you assume that a Mevatel and Issa Lechatchil is a Din Daraisa, so by a Sofik Issa Daraisa, you got to be Mavak, a Sveka Daraisa Lechumra. But if you hold that a Mevatel and Issa Lechatchil is only Midrabbanan, so by a Sofik Issa Daraisa, the Issa Levatel is only a Sofik Rabbanan. So you'd be allowed to be Mevatel Lechatchil. But he says, I saw that there are those who are not so sure that this is correct. Who are those who are not so sure? Who are those? Who are those? Anyone? Say the magic words. Who's left on the Marmakos? The Rashba, right? No, that's right. Come on, guys. Guys. Who disagrees? Mori. I'm sorry, Yonatan. The Prima Gadim, of course, I knew you knew, but don't be bashful. The Prima Gadim, of course. What does the Prima Gadim say? He says a lot. Let's see if you understood what he said. Hine lechora nafkamina yisofek yinofel isa torah letavshu bein omina. Mikomokom yeroi, he says in the second bracket on page 8, the gamze osa. The lomikri sofek derabona kai gavna. So the Prima Gadim, he thinks that even if Ein Mevatel Is L'Chatchila is only Midrabbanan, You can't be makel by a suffik isatara. Why? But that's a sveka drabbanan, right? You've invatel a suffik isadaraisa. So if the isa levatel is only the drabbanan, that's a suffik drabbanan, right? He says, wrong. It's not a sveka drabbanan. Can you figure out why what he's saying? Why is that not a sveka drabbanan? Isn't it a sveka drabbanan? Sure.
You mean the action, not the suffik.
I'm sorry?
The action that the person does to be invatel, is that what that makes a suffik there?
That's the second point he's given. The first point he says is maybe this is not a speka d'rabbanan b'chol, this is a speka d'araisa. What does he mean? I think his first point is, first you have to pasken up what to do with a suffik issa. What do you have over here? There's a suffik issa. What's his case? He says, let's say you have basa b'chol of... let's say there's a suffik where the chol fell into the bus. The suffik if there's an issa d'araisa over here b'chol. Right? Suffik whether there's an issa d'araisa. The suffix whether enough challah fell in that it's going to be awesome, or it's a suffix whether besar nevela fell in over here. You have besar shchuta, you see another piece of bas, so you don't know if it's besar nevela or besar shchuta. So it's a suffix whether you have an iser over here in this tarokas. Suffix is right? What's the difference? Sveka daraisa l'chumah. Sveka daraisa l'chumah. So maybe what the prima donna is saying is first you have to look at the suffix. This is not really a suffix drabbanan. This is really a suffix daraisa. The real suffix is the suffix daraisa. What you want to say is if emavatlan is lechatchila is only midrabanan, and the suffix iser is a suffix daraisa, that's really a suffix darabanan. To be mevatlan lechatchila, a suffix iser is a suffix darabanan. But it's not really a suffix darabanan. Because the real suffix you have is a suffix on a daraisa. Is there a suffix iser daraisa? So maybe first you have to pasken up, sveka daraisa lechomer. Sveka daraisa lechomer, we treat it like an iser daraisa here. And then there's now an issa d'rabbanan to be mevatel that issa d'raisa l'chatchila. But you can't say this is a suffik d'rabbanan. It's not a suffik d'rabbanan. There's a suffik d'raisa over here. That's his first point. But his second point is, even if we'll say it's a sveka d'rabbanan, who says that you're allowed to rely on the sveka d'rabbanan? The od nirad lo shayakan lamad lo gozer d'rabbanan becomes to the suffik issa. The chia minan suffik d'rabbanan lahokel be'irakach. Avlasos maisa avlasos suffik derabanan b'ha lo amina. That's what Shalom wanted to say. When do we say that suffik derabanan l'kula? That's where you have a situation of a suffik derabanan. You have a suffik yisad derabanan. So then you're allowed to be makel. You're allowed to be makel by a suffik yisad derabanan. Suffik bishalakum. You don't know if a guy cooked this. Suffik yisad derabanan b'sar of b'cholav. You don't know if the chicken got nivla into the cheese. Suffik on an isidraban. Right? So if you already have a suffik on an isidraban, you can go lakula. What are we talking about over here? You have a suffik isidaraisa, but you're going to engineer a situation that it's going to turn into a suffik drabana. You're going to be mavato the isidaraisa lechatchila and turn this suffik isidaraisa into a suffik isidrabana. You're not allowed to do that. You can't engineer suffik drabana. Lakula. If you have a situation, but the evidence sveka d'rabanan lakula, then you can be maker. But to engineer it, to create a sveka d'rabanan lakula, that you can't do. That's what the prima donna wants to say. Right, the Aruch HaShulchan says that by sofek yisur d'araisa, right, in ein mevatlin. Then it should be mutter. He holds that it is a nafkadina. Comes the prima godin and he says, no. Lekula yalma aser. Okay? Let's just take his second point. Ein osin. Sveka d'rabbanan l'kula. You can't engineer a sveka d'rabbanan l'kula. So you would not be able to be mabato that suffik yisad araisa because you're turning it into a sveka d'rabbanan l'kula. You can't engineer that. If it happens, then you could be mekel, but you can't engineer the sveka d'rabbanan so that you'll be able to be mekel. Okay, these are at least two nafkaminas in the shaila. It's the way they mabato this l'chatchila. Is it in d'araisa or is it in d'rabbanan? Okay, we'll stop here. I just want to add a brief word from the passion. Just one second.